Chapter 11.
Now the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as people migrated from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to each other, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and they had tar for mortar. And they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top reaches to the heavens. And let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered over the face of the whole earth." Then Yahweh came down to see the city and the tower that humankind was building. And Yahweh said, "Behold, they are one people with one language, and this is only the beginning of what they will do. So now nothing that they intend to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language there, so that they will not understand each other's language." So Yahweh scattered them from there over the face of the whole earth, and they stopped building the city. Therefore its name was called Babel, for there Yahweh confused the language of the whole earth, and there Yahweh scattered them over the face of the whole earth. Verses 10-32 contain genealogy. Refer to text file.
Chapter 12.
And Yahweh said to Abram, "Go out from your land and from your relatives, and from the house of your father, to the land that I will show you. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great. And you will be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and those who curse you I will curse. And all families of the earth will be blessed in you." And Abram went out as Yahweh had told him, and Lot went with him. Now Abram was 75 years old when he went out from Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his nephew, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and all the persons that they had acquired in Haran, and they went out to go to the land of Canaan. And they went to the land of Canaan. And Abram traveled through the land up to the place of Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. Now the Canaanites were in the land at that time. And Yahweh appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." And he built an altar there to Yahweh, who had appeared to him. And he moved on from there to the hill country, east of Bethel. And he pitched his tent at Bethel on the west, and at Ai on the east. And he built an altar there to Yahweh. And he called on the name of Yahweh. And Abram kept moving on, toward the Negev. And there was a famine in the land. And Abram went down to Egypt to dwell as an alien there, for the famine was severe in the land. And it happened that as he drew near to enter into Egypt, he said to Sarai his wife, "Look now, I know that you are a woman beautiful of appearance, and it shall happen that, if the Egyptians see you, then they will say, 'This is his wife.' Then they will kill me but let you live. Please say you are my sister so that it will go well for me on your account. Then I will live on account of you." And it happened that as Abram came into Egypt, the Egyptians saw the woman, that she was very beautiful. And the officials of Pharaoh saw her, and they praised her beauty to Pharaoh. And the woman was taken to the house of Pharaoh. And he dealt well with Abram on account of her, and he had sheep, cattle, male donkeys, male servants, female donkeys, and camels. Then Yahweh afflicted Pharaoh and his household with severe plagues on account of the matter of Sarai the wife of Abram. Then Pharaoh called for Abram and said, "What is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say she is my sister, so that I took her to myself as a wife? Now then, here is your wife. Take her and go." And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and then sent him and his wife and all that was with him away.
Chapter 13.
Then Abram went up from Egypt, he and his wife and all that was with him. And Lot went with him to the Negev. Now Abram was very wealthy in livestock, in silver, and in gold. And he went according to his journey from the Negev, then to Bethel, to the place where his tent was at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, to the place where he had made an altar at the beginning. And Abram called on the name of Yahweh there. And Lot, who went with Abram, also had herds and tents. And the land could not support them so as to live together, because their possessions were so many that they were not able to live together. And there was a quarrel between the herdsmen of the livestock of Abram and the herdsmen of the livestock of Lot. Now at that time the Canaanites and the Perizzites were living in the land. Then Abram said to Lot, "Please, let there not be quarreling between me and you, and between my shepherds and your shepherds, for we men are brothers. Is not the whole land before you? Separate yourself from me. If you want what is on the left, then I will go right, if you want what is on the right, I will go left." And Lot lifted up his eyes and saw the whole plain of the Jordan, that all of it was well-watered land. This was before Yahweh destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of Yahweh, like the land of Egypt in the direction of Zoar. So Lot chose for himself all the plain of the Jordan. And Lot journeyed from the east, and so they separated from each other. Abram settled in the land of Canaan, and Lot settled in the cities of the plain. And he pitched his tent toward Sodom. Now the men of Sodom were extremely wicked sinners against Yahweh. And Yahweh said to Abram after Lot had separated from him, "Now, lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are to the north, and to the south, and to the east and to the west, for all the land which you see I will give to you, and to your descendants, forever. I will make your descendants like the dust of the earth, which, if anyone were able to count the dust of the earth, your descendants would be so counted. Arise, go through the length of the land and through its breadth, for I will give it to you." So Abram pitched his tent, and he came and settled at the oaks of Mamre, which were at Hebron. And there he built an altar to Yahweh.
Chapter 14.
And it happened that in the days of Amraphel, the king of Shinar, Ariosh, the king of Elasar, Kedorlaomer, the king of Elam, and Tidal, the king of Goyim, made war with Bera, the king of Sodom, and Bersha, the king of Gomorrah, Shinab, the king of Admah, and Shember, the king of Zeboiim, and the king of Bela, that is, Zoar. All these joined forces at the valley of Sidim, that is, the Sea of the Salt. 12 years they had served Kedorlaomer, but in the 13th year they rebelled. In the 14th year Kedorlaomer and the kings who were with him came and defeated the Rephaim in Ashtaroth Karnaim, and the Zazim in Ham, and the Emim in Shavu-Kiriathaim, and the Harites in their hill country of Seir, as far as El Paran, which is at the wilderness. Then they turned back and came to En-Mispat, that is, Kadesh. And they defeated the whole territory of the Amalekites, and also the Amorites who were living in Hazaz and Tamar. Then the king of Sodom, the king of Gomorrah, the king of Admah, the king of Zeboiim, and the king of Bela, that is, Zoar, went out, and they took up battle position in the valley of Sidim with Kedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of Goyim, and Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Ariosh, king of Elasar, 4 kings against 5. Now the valley of Sidim was full of tar pits. And the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled and fell into them, but the rest fled to the mountains. So they took all the possessions of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their provisions, and they left. And they took Lot, the son of the brother of Abram, and his possessions, and left. Now he had been living in Sodom. Then one who escaped came and told Abram the Hebrew. And he was living at the oaks of Mamre the Amorite, brother of Eshcol and brother of Aner. They were allies with Abram. When Abram heard that his relative was taken captive, he summoned his trained men, born in his house, 318 of them, and he went in pursuit up to Dan. And he divided his trained men against them at night, he and his servants. And he defeated them and pursued them to Hobah, which is north of Damascus. And he brought back all the possessions. And he also brought back Lot, his relative, and his possessions, and the women and the people as well. After his return from defeating Chedorlaomer and the kings who were with him, the king of Sodom went out to meet him at the valley of Shaveh, that is, the valley of the king. And Melchizedek, the king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of Elohim Most High. And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram by Elohim Most High, maker of heaven and earth. And blessed be Elohim Most High who delivered your enemies into your hand. And he gave to him a tenth of everything. And the king of Sodom said to Abram, Give me the people, but the possessions take for yourself. And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have raised my hand to Yahweh, Elohim Most High, maker of heaven and earth, that neither a thread nor a thong of a sandal would I take from all that belongs to you, that you might not say, He made Abram rich. Nothing besides what the servants have eaten and the share of the men who went out with me will I take. Let Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre take their share.
Chapter 15.
After these things the word of Yahweh came to Abram in a vision, saying, Do not be afraid, Abram, I am your shield, and your reward shall be very great. Then Abram said, O Yahweh, my Lord, what will you give me? I continue to be childless, and my heir is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, Look, you have not given me a descendant, and here, a member of my household is my heir. And behold, the word of Yahweh came to him saying, This person will not be your heir, but your own son will be your heir. And he brought him outside and said, Look toward the heavens and count the stars if you are able to count them. And he said to him, So shall your offspring be. And he believed in Yahweh, and he reckoned it to him as righteousness. And he said to him, I am Yahweh, who brought you out from Ur of the Chaldeans to give this land to you, to possess it. And he said, O Yahweh Elohim, how shall I know that I will possess it? And he said to him, Take for me a three-year-old heifer, and a three-year-old female goat, and a three-year-old ram, and a turtle dove and a young pigeon. And he took for him all these, and cut them in pieces down the middle. And he put each piece opposite the other, but the birds he did not cut. 11 And the birds of prey came down on the carcasses, but Abram drove them away. And it happened, as the sun went down, then a deep sleep fell upon Abram and, behold, a great terrifying darkness fell upon him. And he said to Abram, You must surely know that your descendants shall be as aliens in a land not their own. And they shall serve them and they shall oppress them 400 years. And also the nation that they serve I will judge. Then afterward they shall go out with great possessions. And as for you, you shall go to your ancestors in peace, you shall be buried in a good old age. And the fourth generation shall return here, for the guilt of the Amorites is not yet complete. And after the sun had gone down and it was dusk, behold, a smoking firpoe and a flaming torch passed between those half pieces. On that day Yahweh made a covenant with Abram saying, To your offspring I will give this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates River, the land of the Kenites, the Kenizzites, the Cadmonites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Rephaim, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Girgashites, and the Jebusites.
Chapter 16.
Now Sarai, the wife of Abram, had borne him no children. And she had a female Egyptian servant, and her name was Hagar. And Sarai said to Abram, Look, please, Yahweh has prevented me from bearing children. Please go into my servant, perhaps I will have children by her. And Abram listened to the voice of Sarai. Then Sarai, the wife of Abram, took Hagar, her Egyptian servant, after Abram had lived 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to Abram her husband as his wife. And he went into Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, then her mistress grew small in her eyes. And Sarai said to Abram, May my harm be upon you. I had my servant sleep with you, And when she saw that she had conceived, she no longer respected me. May Yahweh judge between me and you. And Abram said to Sarai, Look, your servant is under your authority. Do to her that which is good in your eyes. And Sarai mistreated her, and she fled from her presence. And the angel of Yahweh found her at a spring of water in the wilderness, at the spring by the road of Shur. And he said to Hagar, the servant of Sarai, From where have you come, and where are you going? And she said, I am fleeing from the presence of Sarai my mistress. Then the angel of Yahweh said to her, Return to your mistress and submit yourself under her authority. And the angel of Yahweh said to her, I will greatly multiply your offspring, so that they cannot be counted for their abundance. And the angel of Yahweh said to her, Behold, you are pregnant and shall have a son. And you shall call his name Ishmael, for Yahweh has listened to your suffering. And he shall be a wild donkey of a man, his hand will be against everyone, and the hand of everyone will be against him, and he will live in hostility with all his brothers. So she called the name of Yahweh who spoke to her, You are El Roy, for she said, Here I have seen after he who sees me. Therefore the well was called Beer Lahi Roy, behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. And Hagar had a child for Abram, a son. And Abram called the name of his son whom Hagar bore to him, Ishmael. And Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to Abram.